to me is sitting Bruno Lubaji. He did this amazing talk about his son having cancer and an hippopotamus and social networks involved in getting yourself, your family and your son through this terrible and awful process of your son having cancer, the chemo and stuff. How did you come up with the idea of using social networks to get you through this painful process?
How did I come up with it? I think it was more a natural process. I have been blogging for a very long time, and at some point I have my personal weblog, and at some point I said, well, my personal weblog, everybody is reading it and people are phoning me at times or moments that are not appropriate, and maybe I shouldn't put everything in public. If I say, well, it's a very bad day, I don't want to be disturbed, and that was what happened. So I moved to Netlog, which is a community platform, and there I used the nickname Ost-West 1970, so a nickname nobody knew who I was, and I also changed the name of my son when I blogged about him. One or two times I used the real name, and then I got the reaction, who's Inigo? And then I said, well, Inigo is the real name of my son, so I'm going to change it. But well, this, at first it put some distance between me and the readers because they didn't know who I was. Distance, but at the same time the readers automatically saw that it was an authentic story, because I received plenty of feedback from people who had experienced the same thing, or lots of mails from people with parents who had cancer. So it was really a place where people could talk about their problem without being, well, public. It lowered the threshold.
Okay. And what about your son? Did he was he also following it, and was he adding stuff to the social networks?
Well, I have two sons, and the oldest one really isn't interested in computers. The youngest one is a little bit like me, is a bit a freak. He's on Netlog, he's on Facebook. But the oldest one was the one with cancer, and at first he didn't really know what I was doing, or didn't saw the point of it. But as he was confined to his bed, the internet was almost the only thing he could do, that and watching TV. So when he saw that there was feedback, people were posting pictures of hippopotamuses, links to movies on YouTube about hippopotamus, and he really, well, it was entertaining for him, and it made it easier for him to deal with his situation. And certainly when there was a song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and it was covered by a band, it's a song from the 50s, but it's covered by a band a couple of years ago, and I wrote a fan mail to that band, and they replied, and well, for him it was amazing that a kid in Belgium was mailed at by somebody in the States, and that we could make a project, sponsor a hippopotamus. It really opened his eyes to what was possible. Mm-hmm. And nowadays he's still not as involved in the internet as my youngest son, but he's on Facebook, he's on Netlog, so
okay. And then a last question, because I think it's a bit inappropriate having you presented this case to talk about iText anyway. I'm just gonna ask you a last important question. How's your son?
My son is, well, of course the chemotherapy and cancer has changed his life forever. He won't be able to run anymore. He will be able to walk but not run. He's deaf, but he's doing very well now, and we have good hopes that everything will turn out all right.
Bruno, thanks for this talk. I'm very inspired, and I really hope you, your son, your family really can get on with your life, you know.
Okay, thank you very much.